I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You can't grow up without a decent education, you know. So, I am going to be your tutor. You watch now, you like this. Icatus figatus sumba kazing. I want your attention, everything. Pockety, wackety, whack, abber, abber, and abber, and neck. Shrink in size, very small, we got to save enough room for all. Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium! Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium! Higgitus, figgitus, figgitus, boom, prestidigitonium!
All right, good morning, everybody. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Derek, and this is Sound Square. It's pretty cold out there. I had to scrape frost off of my vehicle this morning, and thankfully I had an empty Pringles can to do that. Hope your drive is enjoyable on this frosty morning, and what's happening today? Got an interesting show. We will be doing an interview with a Canadian band out of Ottawa. Well, a Canadian group, really. It's three DJs, and they call themselves A Tribe Called Red, and I'm looking forward to this very much. We'll do that in about half an hour, and we'll listen to a bit of their music beforehand. They identify themselves as a powwow step style of music, so I know. Hopefully you can put the pieces together in your head what that'll sound like. What else do we have here? Let's start off with some music. Last week, I had the pleasure of seeing Ra Ra out of Regina, Saskatchewan. So, without further ado, let's put something on from their album. Kind of find that their lead singer has a bit of a Neil Young sort of sound to him. So, if you hear that in there, hopefully you enjoy it. And I think I need to put the CD in here. Where is the CD for this? Ah, there we go. All right. We'll be right back.
It's so strange that you don't remember any of your poetry.
I don't know anything about poetry.
Oh, you're so modest.
Listen. I feel very weak. I'm hungry.
Quest for vision is a great blessing, William Blake. To do so, one must go without food and water. All the sacred spirits recognize those who fast. It's good to prepare for a journey in this way.
I seem to have misplaced my eyeglasses. I can't see clearly.
Perhaps you will see more clearly without them.
You're a very strange man.
Thank you. table man.
CITR is celebrating its 75th anniversary of UBC Radio Excellence, 30 years on the FM dial, and 30 years of Discorder magazine. Your one and only CITR 101.9 FM is inviting all CITR alumni and friends to our alumni weekend this November 16th and 17th. On the 16th, we'll be kicking it live on location at Perch on 337 Hastings around 5 p.m. for some beers, cheers, and cooling with peers. The 17th, come to Thea's Lounge for some Give Us Your Love brunch at 11 a.m. Find out more about what's going down at the station and the progress we have made over the years. Shortly after, join us for tours of our beloved station and learn about our space in the new sub. Come to our birthday party on Saturday evening at Chapel Arts with CITR alumni Lisa Marr and Culture Shock performing, as well as Gang Signs, Fine Mist, Carolyn Mark, and Channels 3 and 4. reminisce about the good old days, bump into shows of the past, as we have dedicated this special weekend to hearing our alumni on the airwaves. So come and cool out with us on the freaking weekend and have you some fun. But don't forget to register for events. Visit CITR.ca for more details.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Yep, Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Sunya!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, everybody, we're back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Derek. This is Sound Square. I'm a little more awake now, so there you go. Let's see, the last set of music. What did we hear? We heard some music from Boombox off their album Downriver Electric, and the title of that track was Mr. Boogeyman. Before that, we heard some music from the Dead Man soundtrack, and the track was called Organ Solo by none other than Neil Young, and that's a great film from 1995, done by the incredible director Jim Jarmusch, and starring Johnny Depp, and it was really early Johnny Depp, so it's pretty incredible stuff. I highly recommend it. It's a very spiritual film. And the top of that set, we heard Ra Ra. The track was Art and a Wife from their new album, The Poet's Dead. Just a few announcements to make. I had someone call in, pretty excited about the Tribe Called Red interview that we're going to do here coming up shortly. But they are playing tonight at Fortune Sound Club, and I believe tickets are $10. And that's at 147 East Pender Street, and the show starts at 9, so check it out tonight if you get a chance. I think it's going to be a pretty good time. Just a couple other announcements. Tomorrow is the Main Street Record Fair, and that's happening 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambrian Hall, and that's at 215 East 17th Ave. $2 at the door, and it says here that you can buy, sell, and trade records. So maybe I'll bring a few of mine. I'm not sure how easy it's going to be to sell or trade them, but we'll see how that goes. Pretty excited for that. One other announcement to make. Tomorrow, Saturday, at 8 o'clock, I'm going to be doing a special slotted show. I normally air it on Fridays, but tomorrow we're going to have a one-hour feature with the band Rapido. They are a Vancouver band, and they've just launched their album online, so you can check them out. That's R-A-P-I-D-O, rapido.bandcamp.com. And if you want to go and pre-listen to some of their stuff, they'll be on the show tomorrow to talk about their music. And that's happening Saturday, November, 10th is tomorrow at 8 o'clock. So before we get A Tribe Called Red on the line here, let's listen to a bit of their music. What can we say about their music? Powwow Step. It's a fusion of powwow music and dubstep. So I'm really curious to ask them where that came of, where they came up with that name. And let's look at some of their songs here. So the first one we're going to hear is Electric Powwow Drum. And I think it really showcases sort of the fusion that they've adopted in terms of music. And after that, we'll listen to Northern Cree Redskin Girl. So these two songs will be coming up, and then we'll try to get A Tribe Called Red on the line, and we can talk to them for a little bit. So here we go.
Thank you.
Wednesday, November 14th, catch the CineWorks Film and Media Showcase event at the Ironworks Building on 235 Alexander Street. Get ready to be inspired as three artist members will showcase their work and engage with the audience in thought-provoking dialogue. The event is free $99, my personal favorite price, so drop by, network, and share the evening with filmmakers and artists in your community on November 14th from 7 to 9 p.m.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Try for red.
All right, we're back on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Derek. You're listening to Sound Square. And that was A Tribe Called Red. We just heard the Northern Cree Redskin Girl. And before that was some electric powwow drum. And I should have Mr. DJ Shub on the air. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Right on. How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty excited that you're able to get on the air right now and answer some questions and maybe talk about your music a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you right now?
Actually, we just finished up playing in Calgary and at the Hi-Fi Club.
Mm-hmm.
We played to a packed house tonight, and yeah, it felt good. Absolutely.
All right on. So tell me a little bit about A Tribe Called Red. Who is A Tribe Called Red?
Well, A Tribe Called Red is a dominant force in the electronic DJ music scene that consists of myself, DJ Bear Witness, and DJ Indian. And it pretty much started as a party in Ottawa there was all kinds of like different kind of cultural parties and happening in Ottawa. There was like a Korean party, but there was never a party for Aboriginal people. So basically it started as like a party for Aboriginal DJ showcases and people from out of town who went to school in Ottawa would come out to the party. And it was basically we created a atmosphere that was comfortable for Aboriginal people to come out and have a good time. And that's where pretty much it started.
So you call your music Powwow Step. So could you sort of tell me what that means and sort of where that name came from?
Actually, Powwow Step was a term coined by MTV Iggy. MTV, they said that we're the pioneers of a new subgenre of music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, basically everything that we're doing now basically goes under the umbrella of Powwow Step. Whether it's, you know, Mumbatone, trap music, or your basic EDM. So it's basically just an umbrella of music that hopefully one day is going to expand to worldwide recognition. So
you guys have just released your new album, and it came out, showed up here in the studio, and once I heard it, I mean, it was just infectious, and I couldn't get enough of it.
Thank you.
And I went online, and it shows that the album's free to download. So could you maybe tell me about that? Like, are you guys planning on releasing it any other way right now, or?
No, as of right now, you know, that's the download is basically one of the main reasons why we did this was because it basically our album is a collection of music that we've made since we started DJing together. In 2009, so all the songs that are on the album you can download for free on our SoundCloud. But we wanted to make something, you know, that people can get as a whole. So we just compiled it all into one easy download, and it's been very successful, and so far it's been great.
So, do you guys have any plans of releasing a vinyl pressing?
Vinyl press? I wish. You know, I'm a vinyl junkie. I wish we could have all our tracks.
I'm waiting for one.
but for the next couple months, December and January, we're going to be working on a new album, and hopefully we'll have some vinyl pressings of the new album.
Right on. So we're here with DJ Shub from A Tribe Called Red, and your album this year was longlisted for the Polaris Music Award. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
And have you noticed sort of any changes, like in terms of your career or touring or playing, you know, since you've had this album out and since you've sort of been nominated for that award? Like, you know, has your lives sort of picked up a little bit, or like maybe talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as we got nominated for the Polaris Longlist, we had an offer to go play a festival in Greece called the Womex Festival, which is the World Music Exhibition Festival. Which would probably never happen, you know, unless, you know, mm-hmm. until we released the album on the board. But, mm-hmm. but yeah, we were in Thessaloniki in Greece for 4 days, and it was fantastic, you know, like showing the world our music was great.
Yeah, and well received, I take it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, totally exceeded our expectations, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk a bit about two or three songs in particular, but before that, I just was really curious about, you know, the Aboriginal facet of your guys' music and, mm-hmm. you know, sort of identifying yourselves and identifying the music as Aboriginal. Is that sort of, was that like the main goal, or is that something that's sort of maybe a byproduct of it? Like, do you see yourselves primarily Aboriginal artists, or is that just sort of like a component of your identity? Like, what, you know, what do you want people to take away out of your music?
Well, you know, that was absolutely something that we wanted to bring. That was our first intention, you know, to bring something new to the table that nobody has ever heard of, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
It's been done before in the past, you know, but we're trying to do it a different way. So it's definitely something, you know, that we've been kind of, you know, we didn't want to get pigeonholed, you know, as being those guys who do, you know, the powwow music.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you know, that's our roots, you know, that's where we come from. And, you know, we'll always continue to work on doing that and, you know, expanding our music knowledge, you know, mm-hmm. all over the world for sure.
So do you feel any responsibility towards the culture of the music, or do you feel like you've had any sort of opposition of maybe people that said you're taking something traditional and changing it in a way that's maybe not, you know, something that they're not happy with? Like, have you encountered that at all?
Yeah, oh, for sure. You know, with every kind of, you know, music scene or music genre that you're going to do, you're always going to hear, you know, the negative things that come with. But mm-hmm. the one thing that we always constantly hear is, like, we don't like the way you use the word powwow in mm-hmm. a club setting where there's alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But we love what you're doing. You know, it's always followed up with, we love what you're doing and you need to continue what you're doing. So it's always, you know, with the negative, there's always the positive that comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to play a little clip here from Electric Powwow Drum, just for our listeners out there that didn't get a chance to hear it early on in the show. It's just about a 50-second clip, and then maybe we can just talk a little bit about it. So I'll just play that here.
All right.
Yeah, so, oh, whoa. So that's the first song on the album. And, you know, I find it really showcases, or at least sort of sets up sort of, you know, what you're in for the rest of the album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe you could just talk a little bit about, you know, what that song means, or sort of how do you make a song like that? Like, where is it? Like, are you sampling from all kinds of different spots, or like, are you solely a DJ, or are you also a musician? Like, do you sing? Do you bring in instruments? Like, I'd just be really curious to know sort of what process you use to make something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, basically, you know, like, the thing about powwow music is that it's made to make you dance. So you really don't have to do too much to powwow music, you know, in order to make it sound good and you know, and get that vibe that you want to dance and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perfect example of electric powwow drum. You know, like, the only thing we added to the sample was some synth and some heavy bass drums, you know, and that's basically it, you know? So, and it's the music that really carries itself. And we're just lucky enough to be, you know, a group that, you know, helped carry it, basically.
So throughout the album, there's lots of, like, traditional powwow music that's being mixed in, right, with the synth and the dubstep. And is that music that you guys are sampling from other artists, or is it music that you guys are creating yourselves? Like, generally, what, like, how do you go about doing that?
Well, for this album that we released for download, it's basically just, it's songs that we've always liked,
okay,
that we've had,
okay,
on our computers,
yeah,
that we knew that would make a great track. So it's basically just, remixing stuff that's already been recorded. But like for the future, like the next couple months, we're really looking forward to working with drum groups and creating something from scratch,
mm-hmm,
which hopefully is going to take the music to the next level.
Yeah, that almost seems like the next step, is to sort of do the entire thing now, right from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure.
So let's look at another track here. The Northern Cree Red Skin Girl. Is there a story behind that? Like, do you have anything interesting you can say about that song?
Well, actually, it was a song that one of the guys in the crew, Ian, mm-hmm, his sister actually told us about the song, and she said, this is a great track. You should hear it. You should do something with it. And the next day, I listened to it, and we banged it out. And it took us pretty much like a day to bang Redskin Girl out, and it seems to be one of the more popular songs of our catalog for sure.
Yeah, it's a really good track. I'm actually going to play another clip from it, and I have a really specific question. There's a sound in there, and I can't tell if it's a person or a flute or some kind of instrument. So yeah, I'll play it first, and then I've isolated it so I can just play it, the little clip, okay, a few times. So here, let's have a listen.
Sounds good.
Right there. Oh man, I love that last part where it sounds like you're sort of accelerating a tape reel or something, and it's all like trippy and wobbly.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so here's in particular this sound here. I've just been mesmerized with it. This thing, sort of that cry or something. Is that a? Do you know if that's a person?
Yeah. No, that's basically just straight up vocals from the original track that we sampled.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it worked out so good. Like, once we started doing it, it's just like, it's one of those moments that when we started chopping it up, and we just, it just worked out so good.
Okay, so we're here with DJ Shub from Tribe Called Red on 101.9 FM CITR. This is Sound Square, and I've got another song that I'd like to, well, another clip from a song, and I have a feeling there's a story behind this one. Woodcarver?
Okay, yeah.
And I mean, it seems like it's a little bit politically charged, or there's like, it's talking about something that happened, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that. Like, do you know sort of what the premise of the song is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sure. So here, let's it's about 40-second clip here.
August, William's family tells our newspaper partner, the Seattle Times, he suffered 4 gunshot wounds on the right side of his body. The Seattle Police Department's Firearms Review Board completed a confidential inquiry Monday to determine if that shooting was justified, and that review has now been passed on to the police chief.
We're waiting to hear more about what led to a deadly shooting. A man was shot and killed near the intersection of Bourne Avenue and Howard Street. John Hopperson picks it up from there.
Seattle police are investigating whether the shooting of Woodcarver John T. Williams was justified. But
yeah, so that was Woodcarver off of A Tribe Called Red. And DJ Shub, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what that song represents.
Well, actually, that song started out as we heard this really sad story about this woodcarver who lives in Seattle, named John T. Williams, and he was actually walking down the street carving some wood and with a knife, and he was shot dead on the street. And apparently the guy, the cop who shot him, was let off of all charges, and it was just a total injustice that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as a crew, you know, like, we were very, very upset, you know, that this happened. And we figured, you know, we have this plateau, you know, there's people who actually listen to us.
Yeah.
And we figured, you know what, we're gonna do something, we're gonna do a song, and it's gonna be in honor of him, and just to let people know, you know, like, just the whole story. So basically it was a song, and then we included the news clips.
Yeah.
of you know, the whole tragedy that happened, and it really struck a chord, you know, like, with everybody.
Yeah, especially the part where there's sort of that cry happens.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just almost so much like anger and rage, right? That comes across when you're listening to that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what we're trying to portray, is like, you know, that's this cry for help, and it's just like the runaway, you know, the whole situation that happened. And unfortunately, that's, you know, it didn't happen that way. But, you know, as a group, we felt that we have this, you know, we have listeners that will listen to us, you know. We're not trying to be a political group, but mm-hmm. when we can, we will, you know. Mm-hmm.
All right, so on a higher, on a more upbeat note, you guys are going to be in Vancouver tonight and playing at Fortune Sound Club.
Yes.
And, yeah, so... should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show tonight. Really looking forward to it. Just, you know, halfway through our tour, all the shows have been fantastic, and yeah, we can't wait to play.
And I think that's at 9:00, and tickets are $10 at the door.
Yep.
And so I had one more question here about you know, doing a live show. So, sort of, do you just play like songs off the album, or are you guys constantly just like mixing new sounds together? Like sort of what is it that you bring to the table when you do a live show? Like, how does it differ from, say, just listening to the album?
Yeah, the way that we play live is totally different than if you were to listen to the album. There's three of us, and we're constantly mixing, going back and forth, throwing songs back and forth. So it's definitely a more energetic show than just listening to the album.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to end here with General Generations, which is the last track on the album. Is there anything interesting you can tell me about that song?
That song actually fell into our hands by some students from UCLA. They asked us if we wanted to remix some tracks that they had on old cylinder discs.
Okay.
So, and we like jumped at the chance to do that, and it turned out really good. And it just so happens that the recording that was made was actually a distant relative of me, of mine. So it was kind of I don't know, like, surreal, almost remixing something that, you know, my relative recorded, like, you know, like 40 years ago. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, the track itself is very surreal too, like the way that you've mixed it together. And it's
that was definitely a hard track to do, because you know, the cylinder recording was very lo-fi, you know, there wasn't much to it, so we really had to work hard to get something out of that, but turned out pretty good.
It sort of sounds like an older man that's sort of singing. Is that right, or is it just a product of the way it was recorded that makes it sound that way?
No, yeah, it was an older man, for sure.
Do you know what he's singing about?
I have no clue.
Either way, it's captivating. So we're gonna end with that. Beforehand, though, this is 101.9 FM, CITR. This has been a live interview with DJ Shub from A Tribe Called Red. They're playing tonight at Fortune Sound Club here in Vancouver, British Columbia, at 9:00 tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to tell the listeners out there?
No.
All right.
We're excited to play, and we'll see you tonight.
Right on. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Yeah, right on. Guess I got to play the song here. Let's cue it up. All right. Tribe Called Red. The song there was General Generations off their self-titled album that was released this year. Thanks so much for tuning in. And next up, we've got Ryan with Sounds of the City. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night at 8. We're doing a live interview with Rapido. And once again, you can check them out on their Bandcamp site, R-A-P-I-D-O, rapido.bandcamp.whatever it is. I don't remember. And thanks for tuning in. I'm Derek. This was Sound Square. And we'll leave you with some... I think they're from Montreal. They're Canadian, I know that for sure. The Liminanas, and this is Salvation.